Hi, I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is Jim Bridger. Jim Bridger was born in 1804 in Virginia. He was born just 2 months after the famous Lewis and Clark Expedition, which was where Lewis and Clark explored the land of the Louisiana Purchase with Sacagawea. Now, at just the age of 21, Jim Bridger was following those same paths that Lewis and Clark had established to open up the very first fur trading post along the Yellowstone River. Because you see, back then, furs from animals were really valuable. You could make hats, clothing, and all sorts of things out of these furs, especially things like beavers. And in order to catch those animals, you had to be really good at living out in the mountains or outdoors without a lot of help. And it just so happened that even though Jim Bridger didn't have a ton of education, that means he didn't go to a lot of school, he was really good at surviving in the wilderness all by himself. So how did Jim Bridger end up from Virginia all the way out to the Yellowstone River? Well, when he was just 18 years old, he saw that a company called the Ashley Henry Fur Trading Company was wanting young men who could go out into the wilderness along the Missouri River and trap and catch animals for their furs. So Jim Bridger decided that he wanted to work for this Ashley Henry Fur Trading Company, and he left to go trap animals along the Missouri River. And he quickly found out, like I mentioned, he was really good at it. So much so that he wanted to be an explorer and go deeper into the wilderness and perhaps all the way to the Rocky Mountains. And he became so good that this Ashley Henry Fur Trading Company asked Jim Bridger to go out to the Yellowstone River to set up the very first fur trading post, or kind of a fur trading store, all the way out there in the West. Another thing that Jim Bridger is famous for, apart from being a really good mountain man, is that he was the very first white person to ever see the Great Salt Lake, which is located in Utah. So how he found it was he was floating down a river in a circular boat, so it was kind of like him sitting in a big bowl. And when he went down the river and he went into the Great Salt Lake, he tasted the water. And guess what? The Great Salt Lake is salty. And what else is salty? The ocean. And so when Jim Bridger tasted the salt water, he thought, I made it to the Pacific Ocean. But obviously he had not. So he soon found out that it was just a giant salty lake and that it was not the Pacific Ocean. In fact, he had a long way to go to get to the Pacific Ocean. Jim Bridger loved the Salt Lake Valley so much that he called it his paradise. Now, even when the pioneers from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were moving west, Jim Bridger met with them and actually told them how wonderful the Salt Lake Valley was and offered to help them get there in the easiest path. And so they took his help and came down into the valley. Jim Bridger was a fantastic journal keeper and map maker. So while he was out exploring the Rocky Mountains, he would draw maps and he would write about his experiences in his journal. And those journals and maps still survive today, so you can look them up online and take a look at his drawings that he's done. Now here's where the true story gets a little more personal for me. So this is actually kind of a true story about me and Jim Bridger. So when I was a kid, I went with one of my friends to his cabin up in northern Utah. And his dad said one day that he wanted to take us on a hike. So we went hiking and we went up this really steep mountain, and we didn't get a zigzag up the mountain. We just walked straight up the mountain, and almost to the top, not quite all the way to the top, the mountain kind of leveled out so that we could stand up better without having to lean forward. And when we got there, his dad showed us just about three logs stacked on top of each other in the shape of a cabin, but a five-sided cabin. So normal cabins are four sides, right? And this one had kind of a triangle at one end to make it five sides. And what my friend's dad taught us was that Jim Bridger was famous for building five-sided cabins. And in fact, while we were up there, he read a portion of Jim Bridger's journal. And in that journal, it talks about how he built a cabin almost at the top of the mountain, but he didn't want to go all the way to the top because he wanted to be hidden from the Native Americans. But he also said it's a great lookout point because he could see where the Weber River turns west. And sure enough, as I looked down the mountain, I could see the river below us bend and turn west. And so my friend's dad really thought that this five-sided log cabin must have been Jim Bridger's at one point. And I just thought that was a really cool story. So that's the incredible life of Jim Bridger. He was a mountain man, a trapper, a businessman, and a journal keeper. And that's the true story of Jim Bridger.